trailers are available for sale or rent at all of our locations. Bennett now offers attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or visit BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takuchi, two names you can trust. And remember, when you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 5 gigabytes of high-speed data for $30 a month. $30 a month on a nationwide 5G network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Shop now at SimpleMobile.com. Simple Mobile, out with the old, in with the simple. Compatible 5G-capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available. Plus taxes and fees. 1 month equals 30 days. Terms at SimpleMobile.com.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. They're the best in the industry. They've been doing just roofs for 80 years. Father-son business, four generations of roofers. They don't do garages. They don't do bathroom remodels. They do roofs. That's why all you people write me, call me with your unsolicited testimonials. I am to the end of time. People send me photos of the brand new roofs that Gilstrap has put on their homes and just love the work that they've done. And then I get the people who write me in emergencies all the time because they failed to take advantage of that free checkup. And they came home to a swimming pool inside their home where their hardwood floors were damaged, their antique furniture was damaged, etc. Do not let those things happen to you. Call my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. Take advantage of that free checkup. Let them help you. 269-1232. 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. They're the best in the industry. If there's anything wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it fixed. More likely, they'll probably tell you that there's nothing wrong, but that you may need to do this or this in 3 or 4 years. That's how it generally works. But take advantage of that free checkup. Head off any potential problems. 269-1232, 269-1232. All right, Ramona, we put up the late bow tie signal. Has our guy D. Orlando answered the bow tie signal?
Yeah, sort of. He said 505 works, and so I was kind of waiting on him to call us.
Was he calling us, or were you supposed to call him?
Yes, he calls us.
Maybe better check on that. In any case, okay, we thought maybe we'd get one last word pre-draft from the Atlanta side with D. Orlando. So we'll see whether that's going to happen. I think it's happening right now, as a matter of fact. And we'll find out what D. Orlando's last pre-draft thoughts are. I think he may be having a connection problem. So if D gets in a minute, and I think we're endeavoring to do that right now. Is that right, Ramona?
Yeah, we got him there.
Cool. Let me get to my guy, D. Orlando Ledbetter. D. Orlando, thank you again on short notice, especially pre-draft. I know how busy you are, but we want to get the final word from the Falcon side of things before the draft actually gets underway. So thank you for joining us again.
Sure, well, no problem. Thanks for having me on the Roar.
Hey, you know, dear Orlando, I didn't realize this, but you are Huddle Report brethren with me.
Oh, yeah. I got to get to that some point here tonight. My final's done. I was going to try to do 100, the 100-person thing, but, yeah, I haven't fared too well in the last couple of years, but I got a couple top five finishes there a few years back.
Well, that's terrific. So we're going to see how we're doing. All right. So with that in mind, originally maybe you thought quarterback, but you moved on, and lately you've been selling the Panay Sewell thing at 4. Are you still on that, or has your thought process changed? And what does putting Julio Jones up for sale tell us, if anything, about the direction Atlanta's moving in?
Yeah, I had to get off the Penny Solo because of the quarterback situation. Kind of got firmed up at 3 that, they're going to take Mac Jones. So that's going to leave the Falcons with Justin Fields and their quarterback of the future. So, just making calls around the league to see how things are going. Bengals are supposed to go chase, and then Pitts would slip to the Dolphins at 6. So, that's where we're at here. Just a little bit outside of 24 hours from the draft, and the Julio Jones situation is really interesting. Once we dug into it and talked with Terry Fontenot today, they're under $1 million. Under the cap, they need about $12 million more to get the rookies in there. And, Julio's contract's pretty high. I'm thinking that they are, tried to renegotiate it or try to get a pay cut out of it. And, so if that's not working, then you trade it and do a June 1 split, and that gets you a $12 million right there for the rookie. So, they probably don't want to say goodbye to Julio, but the salary cap situation is so bad that they may have to.
So let me. I want to try and make sure I understand all of this now. So, are you thinking then that the fact that Julio Jones is going to be available on the market, is that a sign to you that the Falcons are now moving in a direction of their future? And if so, is that why you now think they're going quarterback? Because they're also set to move away from Matt Ryan and focus solely on their future?
Yeah, you gotta connect all those together. And yeah, that looks like a bold move by the new regime to leave their imprint on the franchise. Just stack all those moves in a row. Matt's not going anywhere. Looks like Julio's up for discussion if they can get something they like. And, you get the young quarterback in here because you don't plan to be up at 4 in the coming future here. So, yeah, it looks like the new regime has been at work. Their vision is starting to become clearer as to which way the team's going to go based off of our talk with them here today.
All right, so let me ask you this. Your read about the quarterback situation at 4, is that based on just your gut feeling, or have they said or have you heard something specific about it that leads you to think that it's quarterback?
Both. They've scouted all the quarterbacks. They talked about nobody being untouchable from the very first day they got here. They sent 6 different people to study Justin Fields and Trey Lance. And they're both going to be there at 4. And, they talked about the future and setting the franchise up for the next 10 years. So you don't do that by taking a tackle or by taking a tight end. So that's why we are arriving at the quarterback position in the mock draft here, just a day out.
So that was part of their pre-draft presser today that they talked about setting the franchise up for the future?
That was at the beginning. And that was back in January when they were talking about the future and, looking down the road and so forth. So, and then no stone would be unturned. And today, and the story's up online about the collaborative between Coach Smith and Terry Fontenot about, looking at the quarterbacks, study them intently, that they can get, you can find quarterbacks in all kind of different places, and they know they're going to be a couple at four. So, they said you can find them in the middle, you can find them in the late round. So they're definitely, they said, we know we got to have quarterbacks. And, they're just, letting us know that it could be four, it could be in the middle, it could be at the end, but they're going to be adding quarterbacks in the draft.
Let me ask you this. Earlier today, we had a story break. I think Pelissero was the first to report it on the Denver Broncos and Bridgewater. That deal had been rumored for several weeks. We had talked about it for the last couple of weeks on the show. But Twitter's immediate interpretation of that move was that, well, this means that Denver's absolutely not drafting a quarterback because all the quarterbacks are going to be gone before nine. Was that your initial reaction to that, or did you sort of like me think, I just don't think it means very much? I mean, Bridgewater was had for $3 million. Carolina's footing most of the bill. I'm just not sure it means anything in terms of what Denver's going to do.
No, I think it means he's got they got a mentor for Trey Lance. That was my interpretation. And they got a pretty good Twitter meme out there too. That's all it meant to me.
I think that may be right. It's funny. I like Teddy. I think he's obviously he's gone through a lot in his career. He's overcome a lot. He's another sort of wild success story in that regard. But it was pretty clear that the Panthers just wanted to be rid of him. And I think because he just couldn't throw the ball vertically at all. His numbers on throws of over 10 yards, I believe he was dead last in the NFL. And I think the Panthers just felt they absolutely needed to go in a different direction. This felt more like it was about the Panthers' desires than it was the Broncos' desires.
Yeah, no question. And the Broncos, they have some insurance. Drew Locke, they're still trying to develop him. Not really sure the new GM sold on him, but he wants somebody, to go out and be able to play. They got a pretty good defense in Denver, so it didn't cost them much to kick the tires on Teddy. And if they don't get their guy on Thursday night, then, they can – maybe Teddy can help Drew Locke. Maybe he can learn something while he was under Drew Brees for those couple of years and get Drew Locke up to speed. I don't know. That's the only thing I could be thinking of that they would want to do with him. Patton came from Minnesota, though, too, so he's probably got ties to Teddy going back to Minnesota days.
He was part of that team that drafted him. He was actually involved in that draft of Teddy Bridgewater. Let me ask you this, just from a general pulse of the people standpoint, because no one would know it better than you. What's the prevailing view of the Atlanta fan base on Matt Ryan? If this was olden times and it was thumbs up or thumbs down, what would it be for Matt Ryan?
I think, unfortunately, it's thumbs down. Sadly enough, the folks are talking about change and moving on and mobile quarterback, and he's been the best quarterback in franchise history. So, I think like the fans are ready for change, the new regime's ready for change, and looks like change is going to come.
It's funny, we've talked about this disconnect before. And I still think this is part of the problem. It still sort of amazes me that you could go look at Julio Jones's numbers and see he has 60 touchdown catches. You think about him as one of the greatest receivers who ever played. which he is, but he has 60 touchdown catches, and Jerry Rice had 197. And there are like 88 guys after Jerry Rice before you get to Julio Jones. There's something there, dear Lando, that just never has connected or computed for me.
Well, it's the quarterback's arm strength. I mean, Julio's behind in defense, and Matt doesn't have that big of an arm. So, I mean, you know, we saw a lot in the Carolina games. One of his best plays the day Julio went for 300 was a jump ball over Luke Kuechly. you know, I've seen it, him in Tampa, 10 yards behind the defense. You know, the ball's hung up in the air, can't get there. So, you know, it was a bad match that way.
You know, if we assume that Julio Jones is going to be dealt, I'm sure you've thought about this, likely landing spots. I mean, Baltimore would seem sort of obvious, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Baltimore, San Diego was one that was a little weird for me. And then Oakland, Las Vegas.
I still do it.
He went with he went for Antonio Brown just a couple of months ago. So certainly I could see them trying to put together a package. But, the San Diego one makes sense. And a little bit Julio kind of likes living out in L.A., you know, so that'd be an easy one for him. And they got the young quarterback. But I was thinking, you know, at 32, he's going to want to go to a contender. And Baltimore would probably be a more suitable franchise for it.
Yeah, and by the way, then there he can continue his 4 or 5 touchdown catches a year.
Well, he's got somebody to throw it to him if he can still get behind the defense.
No, that's true. Look, I like Lamar. I think they've got to open things up a little more for Lamar. I've always liked Lamar. You know, that offense, first of all, they need to improve the receiving core. You know, you saw this in Buffalo. Until they got Josh Allen a number one receiver, which they did last year in Diggs, people questioned Josh Allen. Well, you know, Lamar is no number one receiver in Baltimore. So that to me just makes a lot of sense and would address a lot of issues. Hey, dear Lando, as always, thank you for taking the time right before the draft. Good luck in the contest. Always great talking to you. I know you can be found at the AJC and a million other places. Tell the people what you have going on.
Oh, we just got a lot of stuff up on AJC.com. It's a link to my Twitter page, at DeOrlandoAJC. Appreciate everybody that can go by and check it out and give us a follow on Twitter, at DeOrlandoAJC.
Thank you, as always, for your time, dear Orlando. You're incredibly generous. Appreciate you, as always.
All right. Take care, Wap. Thanks for having me. Bye now.
Thank you. You know, I really like that guy. I just do. One, you know, anytime you call him, he's incredibly accommodating.
I like
him
too. He's funny too.
He's funny. He's like the nicest guy on earth. And the man is an absolute genius. I mean, he's a man for all seasons. He's an attorney. He's a million things. He wears a million different hats and a million different bow ties. And he truly is a man for all seasons. Quick break. I know there are people on hold. Matt, I know you're up first. Get back in right now. We'll put you up as soon as we get back. Waltip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Purple Haze, with stores in Williamson and Clemson, is committed to our customers and our community. We're raising money to help feed children in Pickens County, and we're inviting you to donate at the Clemson or Williamson Purple Haze locations. With our amazing selection of glassware, t-shirts, incense, and piercing options, Purple Haze is something for everyone, including tooth gems. We're Purple Haze, a small business helping those in our communities. Purple Haze, see us in Clemson or Williamson.
I'm Kathy Witham with the Surgery Center at Pelham. Safety is one of our main concerns with any surgery. I receive calls daily from patients confirming that they will go home the same day without a hospital stay. Our team understands this concern. No one wants a hospital stay during the pandemic. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, we continue to perform in a safer environment and get you home in your bed the same day without a hospital stay. Learn more online at surgerycenteratpelham.com.
Sunstoppers Window Tinting is the fastest growing and largest privately owned window tinting company in America. And they're as easy to find as 1, 2, 3 in Easley. Ask Brad and Ben from the Press Box on the Roar. They both had several vehicles done upright by Garrett and his team at Sunstoppers, as well as a famous coach or two. Over 23 years in business, taking care of folks like you as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sunstoppers. Online at sunstoppers.com or call 630-3164.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers play host to the Louisville Cardinals inside Doug Kingsmore Stadium. Louisville is always a tough test in ACC play, and with only one more home series remaining for the Tigers, they look to come out on top. Each broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch Clemson baseball all season long right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is head coach Dabo Swinney, and I'm excited to let you know it is time to reserve your 2021 Clemson football season tickets and come back home to Clemson. For details and more information, please visit clemsontigers.com/football tickets. The season ticket request deadline is April 30th, so be sure and act soon so you can see our Tigers in the Valley this fall. Come back home to Clemson and go Tigers.
Mr. Clean. Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
DQ presents. Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only Drumstick Blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ Soft Serve, and Blue Sky Bliss. Or maybe you get the Brownie Batter Blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Out of Bounds is fast-paced. Can you keep up? Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich. Weekdays from noon to 3 on The Roar.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed, hit that streets of running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We are back. You want to get in, you are welcome to. Let me thank dear Orlando Ledbetter. People always complain you can't get in. You get in right now if you know what you want to talk about. 654-7627. Tomorrow will be 18 hours of local programming. Roy will be in for me in the afternoon, and of course, the whole day will be highlighted by the live draft spectacular. Myself, Taj Boyd, Coach Josh Phillips will go from 7 to about midnight, 5 hours, every draft pick analyzed, debated, real talk, hard-hitting, informative analysis, more informative than you're going to find anywhere else. And I'll take you pick by pick with the right picks, with the wrong picks, why they're right, why they're wrong. It'll go all night. It was all sorts of fun last year, and it will be again. So that's how the day will culminate. That's all coming your way tomorrow. And then, you know, by the way, everyone, on Friday, it all starts again. You know, that's the way it works. Actually, on Friday, I'll probably give myself time to evaluate the Kentucky Derby, which I really already have. And people are asking me, JJ's writing me earlier. JJ said to me all sorts of texts earlier. I don't know if you saw him, Ramona, where he's saying, this is the year he's finally going to get me. He's going to sneak up on me
because
I'm too focused on the NFL draft, and he's going to sneak up on me. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. People think it's like, you know, death, taxes, et cetera, that are the only, no. The surest thing on God's green earth is when JJ makes his picks in the Kentucky Derby, you'll know which the nags are.
He never gets them right.
Yeah, no, he always picks the horses that finish last. He's like a last place horse magnet. He's never wrong. You know, if there was some sort of inverse betting available where you turn the process up and down, and you got to bet, pick who would finish last. And maybe there is. Maybe there is some way to bet that. JJ would be a millionaire.
That's true.
Yeah, JJ would own Kentucky. Texter said on Atlanta, he'll take Bartkowski, a reference to former California quarterback Steve Bartkowski. You can get in if you want. Tester 940 says, I got Hot Rod to win the Kentucky Derby. We'll see how that plays out. I'm not ready to reveal my picks. That won't come until Friday, as I said. We will get to it at that point. Lines are actually jammed, so let me get to some of these calls. I want to get to my top 100, too. That's part of the conversation I want to have the rest of the show. Talk about that, where it stands. I want to retouch on the Kellen Mond thing. That's going to be an early thing to look for, Ramona, because if everybody at the top.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, Kellen Mond and Kyle Trask, if everybody at the top is actually going to do that, if because we're going to take 5 quarterbacks in the top 10 or whatever it is, we're going to jam non-top 100 quarterbacks in the top 100 this year because people are so desperate that we're going to draft Trask and Mond. And look, I hear the Trask love. I hear it. I did not put him in my top 100 because I just. And it may kill me. It may kill me. Because do I think Trask is probably going to go there? Yes. Do I think Mond is going to go there? I think if Mond goes there, it's a travesty, to be honest. He's a round 5 pick is what he should be. But if somebody reaches for him in the top 100, let me tell you one thing to look for if you're following me and that top 100 progress. If Trask and Mond both go in the top 100, I'll be in trouble because I won't be able to make those two up. If only one of them goes, I'll be fine. So if Trask goes and Mond doesn't, I'll be fine. But if both those guys go in the top 100, it'll be hard to make that up. Just will. To the phones. It is Nathan, Dave, and Big Bad Bob. Nathan, how are you?
Good. How are you, Walt?
Good, Nathan. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I actually sent you a tweet the other day asking about your top 100. Told me it was going to drop today on the website. I've actually already looked at it. I thought it was really good. I guess my question is more, I was interested in kind of the few guys you weren't able to get into the top 100 that you were you're trying to get in there. Just kind of interested to see who you had right outside the top 100. I like the list you had and kind of agreed with what you thought of Mond and Trask not being in there, but you never know if teams are going to draft them in there. So,
Yeah, it's a really good question, Nathan, and I appreciate your interest too. But I think guys that for me fell just outside the top 100 were late cuts or guys I moved out even. Kendrick Green, offensive guard, center for Illinois, really hyper athletic guy. He's just small. He's 6'2", 305, and when it got down to those hard cuts at the end, I bumped him. I may wind up regretting that. I had Stone Forsythe, the left tackle for Florida. I had him in for most of the last couple weeks. I dumped him right at the end. No particular reason other than my tackle situation was just flooded. I had basically put every tackle on earth into it. And so I was making a couple positional choices there. Jamar Johnson, the safety for Indiana, is a guy that I've had pretty highly ranked all along. I also dropped him. And the reason I dropped him is sort of strange. I think that the guy he most resembles in recent history was Utah safety Terrell Burgess. And I think he's a very, very similar player to Burgess, the kind of player that offers the position flexibility that these teams need today. And I thought that of Burgess at the time. I put Burgess in my top 100 at the time, and he went 104. So I'm having some leftover Burgess hangover with Jamar Johnson, thinking that, well, he ought to also go 104. Watch, he'll go 96. But so those were, just a few of the guys. There were a couple running backs I had just outside that I debated. I debated Kenneth Gainwell and Trey Sermon. Those are two guys I debated. But, so it was some of that mix of guys. And there were some others as well. And from a South Carolina fan standpoint, they may have three guys going round four. I could see three guys going round four from the Gamecocks.
All right, yeah, I appreciate that, Walt. I as a Steelers fan, I know the talk is taking Najee in round one, but I've been more on the train maybe Sermon or Gainwell round three, so having you mention them right outside top 100, kind of curious as to where they were as well. So I appreciate that,
Walt. Let me say this. Gainwell is – my concern with Gainwell – has to do with the amount of football he's played. He's really just played a year. Obviously, he had all sorts of family COVID issues, very serious family COVID issues that impacted him. He's not a big back. I think durability is going to be a question with him. He can catch the ball. He's got great long speed. But I see him more as part of a backfield by committee than necessarily as a featured back type. Now, Sermon is the wild card back in the draft to me, because I think Sermon has a chance to be as good as any of the backs in the draft. It's just staying healthy and staying focused and committed and taking over a featured role. When we saw flashes of him at the end of last year with Ohio State, quite honestly, he looked every bit as good as Najee Harris. When he was running all over Northwestern and running all over Clemson, and he looked the part, and then he got injured. I think if there's a guy that the Steelers could come back to, either in a round three or a round four situation, because I think that's what you'd be talking about. I think it would be Sermon. He would be the other guy that fits sort of the Steelers' traditional profile.
Hey, thanks for the time, Walt. Love the show.
Thank you, Nathan. We lost Dave. All right. It's Big Bad Bob. Yeah, but just to be clear, again, when you get in those 20 players or so at the end, they can fall on either side of that line. All those players we're talking about, I bounce back and forth. And it's not necessarily – I didn't necessarily arrive at the right result. In other words, Sermon could well be – on the inside of that line. Wouldn't surprise me at all. So could Gainwell. In fact, for a long time, I had Gainwell as RB4. So I certainly wouldn't be surprised if either one of them wind up on the inside the line. But for my purposes, I don't think it's a strong running back group on paper. I think there's a big gap, and I believe I only put four running backs in the top 100. That's the lowest number of backs I've put in the top 100 that I can recall. I don't recall I don't recall a year. There may be some. But off the top of my head, where I only had four running backs. It's not that they're usually a big number of running backs. It's usually five, six, seven. It's in that range. But this year, for me, when I weighed it out, I didn't see enough from Gainwell or Sermon to have them inside the top 100. There just wasn't enough of a body of work from either guy. And so I think they both go just outside. If you ask me where, I think they both go in the first 20 picks of round four, somewhere right in that range. But again, if one of them goes 98 or something, it wouldn't surprise me. And it'll kill me, but it wouldn't surprise me. Big Bad Bob, I'm coming right to you, Bob. Don't go anywhere. I didn't want to start you late, which I would have had I taken you now. So hold on a second. Let me tell you about Priority One. For all your security needs, just Priority One. Priority One's the best in the industry. They're great people. For 4 years, they matched every dollar we raised. First $15,000 in the Tigers for Tatas campaign. That money stays here locally to help fight breast cancer and cancer. That just means they're great people. That's not reason enough to let them protect your family in an increasingly dangerous world. This is tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry, ultimate professionalism. This is Priority One. No one does security like Priority One. When you're ready to protect your family in an increasingly dangerous world, dial the number 288-1400, 288-1400. Tell them I sent you. Dave, you get back in. Big Bad Bob, you're up first. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Hey, Tiger fans. Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you've been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
If you need a cake for a dinner, cupcakes for a party, or just a slice of pound cake to get through the day, with free delivery in the Clemson area, come by or contact the Pound Cake Man in our new bakery on Old Greenville Highway. Visit our website at lbcakes.com. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
If you've got unwanted visitors in your home or business, Clark's Termite and Pest Control stops them dead. We're talking about termites, mosquitoes, mice and rats, bed bugs, fire ants, and all those other critters that just won't leave. Alongside delivering outstanding results, we make the process simple and stress-free. And that begins with you getting a free estimate. Call us at 864-233-2847 or visit us at clarkspests.com. That's clarkspests.com for your free quote today.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
If you're a local business owner in the upstate, you know how important it is to work with local, experienced people you can count on. Pinecrest Foods' mission is to sell the best quality products with the best delivery service possible. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Clemson's Best Ice Cream and Carolina Pride Hot Dogs. Proud to serve all channels and formats from hospital to restaurant, grocery to convenience store. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference. Visit pinecrestfoods.com.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers play host to the Louisville Cardinals inside Doug Kingsmore Stadium. Louisville is always a tough test in ACC play, and with only one more home series remaining for the Tigers, they look to come out on top. Each broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch Clemson baseball all season long right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Where can you get good neighbor service and surprisingly great insurance rates? At State Farm. Because State Farm agents are the one-stop shop for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop looking around. Call State Farm agent Gene Dukes in Oconee County at 638-1052. Philip Price in Pickens and Greenville counties at 859-5741. And Parker Smith in Anderson County, 224-3789. For surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca, with retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also, new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Clips, Tipsy Taco, Whimsy Cookie, Mr. Knickerbocker, AFC Urgent Care, and Buff City Soaps. With stores for everyone and stocked with anything you need, Hartwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
At Ingalls, we've been your neighbor since 1963, and we've been through a lot together. We're here. We've been here. And we're not going anywhere. Ingalls, we're with you every step of the way.
This week at Ingalls, select sizes and varieties Folgers large can or K-cup coffee, $5.98 each. Select varieties 5 to 8 ounce Sargento shredded cheese, 2 for $4. And select 64 ounce Ocean Spray juice, 2 for $4. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
No time to call in? Hit us up on the Health Dare text line, 864-986-1566, from The Roar.
You know, Ramon, I can't afford any Kellen Mond Trask screw-ups, because this is the year of the rise. This is the year of the rise. This is the year that in the five-year rotation where two of my lower scores in East contests drop off. So this is the year, if I'm going to make a real move to the top, this is the year it has to happen.
So, and if you get one, if one doesn't mess you up, you're still okay?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if both of them do, that's an issue.
Yeah, if that late info is right, and that all these people adopted, that Mond and Trask are both going in the top 100, that's going to hurt me, because, again, every position matters. You know, I'm averaging 84.4 out of 100. That's tied for eighth in the country. And, and it's ahead of all those big name people. I'm going to drop off in 82 this year, which will help me a little. And I don't have that far to go, but I can't be giving numbers away. You know, this is a little bit of a strange year. Well, it's a very strange year for all the things that have happened. But you know, if those two guys are givens and I didn't take them, then I'm starting 0-2. You know, the way I view this thing, the way I view this thing every year is like this. Okay, here's what happens. When we clear tomorrow night, and Bob will come right to you, when we clear the round one, the mock draft, that part will all be finished by tomorrow night. And then we'll move into the top 100, which is actually the part I care about the most. But when we go into round two, all right, is when I start paying attention. And And the way that I always view it is I don't want to lose anybody before the end of round two. That's how I view it. In other words, I want to be
right.
60. I want to be 64 of 64. I don't
right.
like.
Before, yeah.
I don't like losing people early. The way it generally works is I'll lose a guy at 59 or 60, you know, somewhere in there. I don't want to lose more than one or two in that range. In other words, some stupid team does something I couldn't predict, and they draft some guy at 60 who really should be like 120. That's what I'm always afraid of.
Right, so that messed you up.
Right. When we clear the midpoint of the second round, now, in this particular year, the danger is the Trask-Mond crap. I mean, there are actually people who want to put Trask in round one. I don't ever remember losing a guy before 50. I don't ever remember that happen. That could happen. If one of these idiot teams drafts Trask before 50, that could happen. You know, and again, I mean, you have a scout who compared him to Ben Roethlisberger, for crying out loud. I mean, it shows they have no idea what they're doing. None. I mean, Trask can't throw a football 50 yards in the air. Does that matter to any of you idiots? He's a nice kid. I'm sure he'll go on to be a success, you know, selling insurance or something. But he's nothing more than a backup in the National Football League. And if you think otherwise, you're wrong. And the same thing is true of Mond. As I said from the beginning, he's robotic. That is not a starting NFL quarterback. It just isn't. But so if you want to look for something that could lead to my undoing, watch for that. But the bottom line is, if you want to, if you're following me in the top 100 deal and you want to watch it as I do, look for that. You know, look at the board and look for early misses. Because as I said, I don't want to lose anybody before pick 60. I just don't. That's 60 is the line I think of. That's the line of demarcation. I don't want to lose anybody before that, because at the end, you lose a lot. Right? When you get to 90, now you're lucky to get one. You're lucky to get a couple. You know, that's the way it works, because that area is such a gray area. But I don't want to lose any of the staple items. You know what I mean? I don't want to lose any of those guys. Like I have a certain thought process in my head. Like, and my thought process is that I've given you 80 guys, for example, that absolutely should be there. But I don't want to lose. I certainly don't want to. If I hear, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Kyle Trask with the 32nd pick of the draft. You will hear a loud smashing sound. It'll be me hitting my head against the wall.
And this will be live, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that'll be the next night.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that'll be round two. Let me get to Bob and Greg here. Okay, why is that happening? All right, here we go. Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Well, thanks. Well, I've got a week back. You know how long I've had a week back?
No.
Oh, about a week back. Did you hear my little drum?
Here's where you say, Bob, that was a joke.
That was a joke. Hey, I know. My wife's running around. She might be the next ambassador of France. She speaks French. But anyway, you know, it is an odd draft, Walt, because my brother-in-laws don't know the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. But
probably,
anyway,
probably a good thing.
That's a good thing. Listen, the Gypsy Clan took my horoscope and all this stuff. The 1st of April, I've been having bad horoscopes. They said, you're going to win everything. Everything you touch is going to turn to gold the month of April. Well, that went all the pot when when I turned my little deal in for the basketball tournament. So I believe John Hyatt, the singer.
John Hyatt's unbelievable.
Oh.
Child of the Wild Blue Yonder.
Yeah. I did. Really enjoyed it, though.
John Hyatt, not bad at mock drafts.
Hyatt, excuse me. Thank you. See, I can't pronounce words either. But anyway, I've got both hearing aids now.
Both of them have made appearances on the show before.
That's right. And also the guy, Memphis Walken. Memphis.
Mark Cohen called you.
Mark Cohen
didn't like the fact that we said he's a one-hit wonder, but you know he's still only singing one song. By the way, he's still only singing that one song. It's an hour long now. His gigs are an hour long. He sings "Walking in Memphis" really slowly at the piano for
Walking
an hour.
My brother-in-law sees it. They live in Memphis.
Did you know that Cher remade that song? Did you know that Cher remade Walking in Memphis?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, just don't wear the bridges, bro.
Yeah, she sat in her little, you know, fishnet stockings in the, on the stairs of a bus. And she sang it. And then she, you know, walked in Memphis. And then she dressed up like, I don't know, Elvis or something.
Listen, I probably don't have much time left. But,
no, you don't.
Listen, but I'll take it off the air then. I've got to get this in. I've got my picks for the worst draft. But I always hear you talk about some worst draft the worst person that's been picked.
The worst pick? The worst pick. All right, Bob, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, look, if you're trying to figure out who the worst draft pick in NFL history was and you're thinking it's, you know, some loser like Ryan Leaf, by the way, is still a loser. I mean, that guy is on radio now doing this job, and he's really bad at it. But that's an aside. But no, it's not him. The worst pick in NFL history is easy. I have to think about the year. But the worst pick in NFL history, and Greg, I'm coming to you, Russell Erksleben. The New Orleans Saints drafted kicker punter Russell Erksleben out of Texas with the 12th pick of the first round.
Wow, a kicker?
I believe he made 3 field goals in his NFL career, but that's a fact. The New Orleans Saints drafted Russell Erksleben, kicker. By the way, that put an end to that. There was no more drafting kickers or punters ever again in round one after the Saints actually drafted Russell Erksleben, kicker, punter, with the 12th pick of round one. Look it up. Georgia Greg. Greg, good to have you.
Good. How you doing, Walt?
Good, Greg.
Yeah.
Appreciate you getting there.
Man, I feel bad for... thank you. I feel bad for Bob. I mean, a good prognosticator as you, and he says, I don't have much time left. And you said, no, you don't. That's unfortunate for Bob. I hope you're wrong on that one, Walt. I hope you're wrong on that one for Bob.
No, that wasn't. No, just to be clear, that wasn't an actuarial table prediction. No.
I know. Hey, I haven't got a chance to listen to you lately. I just wanted to see, I know most Georgia players coming too deep are coming back. Who do you have on the top 100 for Georgia this year?
In this draft?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, you've got both cornerbacks, Campbell and Stokes. You've got Azeez Ojulari. Who am I forgetting?
Any offensive lineman? The center?
No, Trey Hill. No, okay. Hill actually got worse throughout much of his Georgia career, and I think fatter, worse and fatter, and not a good combination. No. Well, Ben Cleveland is is an either or. You know, here's the problem with Cleveland, all right? Ben Cleveland is the size of a mountain. I mean, he's an enormous man, incredibly powerful, and shockingly athletic. He tested off the hook. He actually ran like a 4.85 40 at nearly 350 pounds and 6'8 or whatever he is. I mean, he's a monster of a human being. He's just, again, remarkably athletic, remarkably powerful, and somehow remarkably not dominant. And I didn't know what to do with him. I had him on both sides of the line, but ultimately he's so limited. You know, he's a right guard, and that's what he is. And I the lack of position flexibility with him left him on the outside for me. But again, he's a guy debated on each side, so it's conceivable he could fall on the right side of the line. Anybody else?
That's why I asked you. I really couldn't think of any.
I'm thinking that's it. You know, Hill is like a round six pick. You know, if Cleveland doesn't go in round three, he'll go in round four. It won't be long for him. But both cornerbacks will go pretty early. It's conceivable that one or the other, that Campbell or Stokes slips into round one. It's not impossible. And then Ojulari is going to be, you know, the end of round one, beginning of round two as well. So that's the mix.
Okay. I just hadn't kept up with it, so I appreciate the update on that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you, Greg. Yeah, just off the top of my head, I don't think I'm leaving anybody out. As I said, I considered Ben Cleveland. Yeah, Cleveland's one of the biggest people you're ever gonna see. I mean, he's 6'7", 6'8", 350 pounds. He actually thought he was gonna do 50 reps of 225. He didn't make that, but still. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger Update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Congratulations to Clemson softball's second-year freshman pitcher and hitter, Valerie Cagle. She was named the ACC Player of the Week. The conference office announced that yesterday. Cagle, the only player in the league to garner at least four ACC weekly distinctions. She was named ACC Player of the Week on March 24th and the Pitcher of the Week on April the 7th and on April the 20th. Cagle was also named a USA Softball Collegiate Player of the Year, top 25 finalist. Now, Cagle this past week helped Clemson secure first place in the Atlantic Coast Conference standings, leading the Tigers in batting average for the week at .615. She also had an on-base percentage of .737. She had 19 total bases, 6 walks, 4 of which were intentional last week. Cagle also registered 3 home runs, 2 doubles, and 5 RBIs. And oh, by the way, she also went 3-0 as a starting pitcher, including one shutout, as she had a 1.27 ERA and also picked up her 5th save of the year. To say that Valerie Cagle is getting it all done for Clemson softball would be a gross misunderstatement. And our report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union.
So much of life these days is rushing around from one place to another.
I think you should take it for a spin.
Are you serious? Sometimes you just want to enjoy the journey. Ingles.
all the ingredients for family.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Kraft or Velveeta macaroni and cheese dinner, $2.88 each. Select sizes and varieties General Mills cereal, two for $4. And select Green Mountain, Newman's Own, McCafe, or Krispy Kreme bag or K-Cup coffee, $4.98 each. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Sunstoppers Window Tinting is the fastest growing and largest privately owned window tinting company in America. And they're as easy to find as 1, 2, 3 and easily. Ask Brad and Ben from the press box on the Roar. They both had several vehicles done upright by Garrett and his team at Sunstoppers, as well as a famous coach or two. Over 23 years in business, taking care of folks like you as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sunstoppers. Online at sunstoppers.com or call 630-3164.
Clemson Marina is getting families into new boats with 2021 Triton fiberglass and aluminum fishing boats. Triton boats are built for performance, designed to get you on the fish and to the top of the leaderboard. At Clemson Marina, schedule a service appointment and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly all season. We offer daily and weekly boat rentals, on-the-water dining at the grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boats dealer.
No matter the occasion, you'll find the ideal piece of jewelry for her at Turner's Jewelers in Seneca. Turner's has amazing pieces from silver and gold to diamonds and precious gemstones. It's always the right time to surprise her with a gift from Turner's. Shop their full Pandora collection or have them custom design your unique piece. Where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how and upstate family tradition.